There. How does it feel? Oh, you had me scared for a minute when I saw you were bleeding, but the bullet was just a graze. Look. Thank you, Cole. You really put your neck on the line to save me from those hitmen. Not a lot of guys would help protect a woman who runs up to them in the street and claims to be a CIA data analyst on the run because she's found proof of a conspiracy theory that goes to the highest levels of the agency. Even if you are an ex-Delta Force commando turned lone wolf drifter, that's going above and beyond. I feel safe with you. Like, you'll protect me from anything. And I want to thank you. I don't want to sleep alone tonight. I need you close. I want you to make love to me.
Cut? Oh, come on! What is it now? Jesus H. Christ! How many times are you gonna make me and the rookie both reshoot this one scene? Oh, the feel wasn't right, director? It didn't feel sincere enough? Ugh. Well, excuse me if it's hard to be sincere when I've had to do the same exact love scene 6 times and counting. We may as well just improvise the whole damn thing. Hey, don't blame the rookie. He's doing great. I am calm. You know what? Yeah, that's a great idea. Take 5. You all heard him. Can I have a robe and a water bottle? Thank you. Jeez.
Phew, that's better. Finally alone for a moment. Hope I didn't scare you there, rookie. People tell me I can be a bit of a diva. And when I was yelling at the director, you looked like you were hoping the earth would swallow you up whole. I've been doing this for a while, and I know the ins and outs and when to stand up to someone. But you, I mean, you fit the role of a grizzled tough guy so well, it's easy to forget that this is your first big movie. And your big break, assuming production doesn't get shut down because the lead actress and the director strangled each other. But seriously, take it from a pro. You're doing great. And unlike half the himbos I see in Hollywood, you can act. Not like that god-awful script is giving you much a chance to do that, but it'll be a great way to get your name out there and showcase your talents as an action star. The annoying thing is, they could just leave this whole damn sex scene out and nobody would notice. But oh no, it's essential for characterization. Sure. Was kind of cute when you got all flustered about showing your bare ass. Don't know why, because seriously, all that time in the gym is going to show on screen. Between this and that fight scene in the showers that you're shooting next week, well, it's nice to know they remembered the female gaze. Or at least the gay male gaze. Anyway, it's not just me getting my kick off and getting tied up. But I totally get how it's a bit intimidating, especially when the director's being bitchy and blaming you. Of course you're nervous, stripping in front of a bunch of total strangers. First time I ever took my clothes off on camera, I was the same. Total wreck. Then 3 nude scenes later, I'd be all like, hey, I'm just nipping back to my trailer to take a call. And they were like, do you want to put some clothes on first? Yeah, that's the spirit. It's not so bad. But let me ask you something. What was the real reason you were getting embarrassed? Being a bit self-conscious about showing off your body? Or was it one particular part of your body that you were worried about? Yeah, even through that little pouch they give you to keep things tucked away when you're meant to be naked, I could see or feel something during that bit where we stumble across the room and fall into the bed. Someone was getting a bit excited, weren't they? Hey, no need to get embarrassed. I told you, I'm a professional. I'd raise an eyebrow if you didn't get excited by rolling around in bed with a gorgeous A-lister and sex symbol like myself. Important thing is, you weren't a creep about it. There's a story that Sean Connery once told a female co-star. I apologize if something happens, and I apologize if nothing happens, when they were doing a love scene. Though, I'm kind of impressed. Getting turned on when you've got the lights beating down, a whole lot of strangers surrounding you, and our beloved director yammering in your ear about how you need to grab my ass a bit harder. And you've already done it 6 times. Hard to make it feel sexy or make it look like you're overcome with lust, isn't it? Nobody would blame you if you, you know, got a bit shy. So, I guess if you're getting hard, you really enjoy working with me, huh? I'm just teasing you. But it does give me an idea. Look, this is meant to be your big break, right? We want your performance as Jack Cole, Rogue Commando, to be something that everyone's talking about. And for it to make you into an overnight sex symbol. No weak scenes. I'm serious. We want you to be someone who men want to be and women want to do. They've got to really believe you can get my character's panties to drop with a raised eyebrow, even though she's known him for less than a day and they spent most of that day in a car chase, jumping across rooftops and dodging assassins and then make her moan and groan all night. And then he's still got enough left in the tank to seduce the sexy Sicilian hit woman later on. Because of course he does. And frankly, we're not going to do it with this script. I mean, you want to have a semi-detailed sex scene in your movie? Fair enough. But if you're going to push the certification up, at least make it something convincing. I mean, oh my God, Cole. It never felt that good before. Seriously? And of course, none of the stage directions have him paying any attention to what's between her legs. Oh no, he just starts thrusting out of the blue and somehow she's loving it. He doesn't, you know, rev her engine even a little. But what I'm saying is, I've got a plan. It's a bit crazy, probably breaks at least 6 rules relating to proper conduct while shooting a scene. But it'll get that realistic feel, all right. Plus, if that doesn't shut up the director, nothing will. Want to hear it? I'm going to ask the director to try just letting us do it our way for one take. He'll say yes, because he'll think it'll shut me up, and then... Look, thank you, Cole. You really put your neck on the line to save me from those hitmen. Not a lot of guys would help protect a woman who runs up to them in the street and claims to be on the run because she's got proof of a conspiracy that goes to the highest levels of the CIA. I mean, even if you are an ex-Delta Force commando turned lone wolf drifter, that's going above and beyond. I feel safe with you. Like, you'll protect me from anything. And I just want to thank you. I don't want to sleep alone tonight. I need you close. I want you to make love to me. actually going ahead with it. Just stay calm. I'll guide us through. Oh, Cole. Get behind me. Kiss my neck. Open my blouse. Treat me all respectful. Like you don't want to take advantage of me. Yet. When I'm with you, I can forget all the danger. I want you so bad. Now my skirt. Unzip it, pull it off. Yeah, like that. Now carry me. Oh, you're so strong. Just throwing me onto the bed? What are you gonna do now? You're going to pull off my panties, and then you're going to go down on me. For real. Yeah, eat me out in front of the whole film crew. They won't notice, or they won't believe it if they do. Oh, Cole. Yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, what are you doing to me? Oh, you're such a big man, but oh, you're so gentle. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, that feels so good. Please, please don't stop, Jack. I'm nearly. I'm coming. Buttoned. Open it up. You like what you see? Yes. Play with my breasts. Oh. Oh, you've got such big, strong hands. Oh, but you're so gentle with me. Come on. Do it. Get your hand down there. Yes. If we've got both our hands there, they won't see you're really inside me. Oh, how cold. That feels so good. Oh, tell me you'll take care of me. Make love to me till I'm not afraid anymore. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, get faster, please. Oh, God, yes, yes. Oh. I think some of the crew has guessed. I'll let them watch. It's hot, isn't it? Oh, please. Oh, God. Oh, don't stop. Oh, God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm getting close. Oh, yes, yes. I'm coming.
Damn. Again. Oh, you're good. Roll me over. Come on, finish inside me. Show that beautiful ass up to the camera. Really start flexing on me. Oh, Cole. You're so good. Hold me tight. Oh, flipping me over. Oh, God. I love being close to you. Oh, yes. Fuck me. I love being covered by your big, strong body. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, keep going. Harder, harder. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop, please. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, God. Harder, harder. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, fuck! Oh, oh, God, I'm coming! Oh. 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 Well done, Stud. How's it feel to become a Hollywood urban legend? Oh. Hey, Mr. Director. You forgot to say cut. So, how was that take? You look a bit gobsmacked. What was I doing? Acting out the love scene like you told me to. Just with a bit of improv. Would you say it made the scene better? More convincing. More realistic? No. I'm so glad to hear it. Well, chemistry between leads is very important, isn't it? God knows you told us that enough times. I'm just being a professional, you know? A touch of that old Hollywood magic, making you think you've seen something impossible. That obviously couldn't have been real. So that's the last take, right? Good. Finally. Anyone needs me, I'll be in my trailer. Oh. And as for you, rookie, I'll see you in your trailer when shooting's done for today. We need to go over our next scene together. Extensively. Might take all night, actually. Hey, I can't help it if I'm a method actor.